Making it real. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Everybody compares the economic crisis to the Great Depression, but there's a big difference.
Doing little or nothing at all will result in even greater deficits.
The president had to say that last night because some people don't believe the government needs to stimulate anything.
A failure to act will only deepen this crisis.
He has to say that because some people think doing nothing is still an option.
There's anyone out there who still doesn't believe this constitutes a full-blown crisis.
He is still trying to convince people this is real. See, that's something FDR didn't have to do in 1933 because it was plenty real and everybody knew it. Today, even customers of failed banks still have access to their savings. And yes, unemployment is rising, but most of the unemployed still get unemployment checks. This still isn't real to most people. In 1933, you didn't have to convince anybody it was real. It was all around you. And it was FDR's job to fix it. President Obama's job is to prevent it, which is like preventing a terrorist attack. If he succeeds, his critics will be able to say, well, it probably wasn't going to happen anyway. So whatever bill he signs, it had better be something he truly believes in, because he is going to own this.
The plan's not perfect. No plan is. I can't tell you for sure that everything in this plan will work exactly as we hope.
Okay, but 90% of it had better work, whether it's bipartisan or not, because this is going to be his plan. If by November of 2012 there are millions of people long past their last unemployment check, nobody's going to remember that he got a handful of Republicans to go along. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.